U.S. Department of Agriculture Undersecretary Harris Sherman approved the tree clearing work for the two projects in late July. Ray Massey, a spokesman for the U.S. Forest Service's Alaska Region Office, explains what the decision allows.
On the Bokan, they're strictly using helicopters, even though they would have to cut some trees if they couldn't find a clearing close enough to the drill site. And on Wawadski, the proprietor of that enterprise was going to also probably use a winching system to move the drill from some of the sites, but some of them would also be helicopter landing pad clearing. That's what they were given permission to do.
Bokan Mountain is a 19-square-mile potential uranium and rare earth element deposit near Kendrick Bay on the southern end of Prince of Wales Island. It's the site of a former uranium mine, and the Canadian company Ucor is drilling exploration holes at the site this summer. Ucor CEO Jim McKenzie hails the Forest Service decision, saying it could speed up development of the mine by a year or more. An Alaskan company called Olympic Resources is continuing its exploration for precious metals on the 10,000-acre Wawadski Island, about 17 miles south of Petersburg. That island supported small gold mines and prospecting in the early 20th century. Wrangell resident Mark Robinson is on the management team for Olympic Resources and says the Forest Service decision will help the company with a drilling exploration work this year. However, he says the roadless rule has an impact.
The political decision, which is the roadless, has really hampered our ability to one, explore on our valid claims, and also, probably more importantly, really put a damper on our ability to raise money, private venture capital in Vancouver, which is where the main mining money comes from. And people don't like the roadless in the sense that they won't invest their money in the roadless areas. So.
Robinson says Olympic will continue its exploration drilling on Wawadski into September and hopes to attract a junior mining company eventually to do more exploration work. Guy Archibald is Mining and Clean Water Coordinator for the Southeast Alaska Conservation Council, the region's largest conservation group. He says the decision is not a surprise and says this is how the roadless rule is supposed to work.
The roadless rule does not and never has prohibited mining activities or hydropower development in roadless areas. I'm not entirely sure why this point has been confused in the past.
Industry representatives have said the rule would hinder new development on the Tongass. The state of Alaska has filed suit over the rule, and the congressional delegation is trying to pass legislation to exempt the Tongass and Chugach National Forests. Alaska Senator Mark Begich says he appreciates the decision to help move the two mining projects forward and create some badly needed jobs in the region. However, Begich says the fact that the project still needs special review in Washington, D.C. underscores the need to exempt the Tongass from the rule. Begich has urged Forest Service Chief Tom Tidwell to speed up review of the Bokan project, as well as another on Prince of Wales Island called Niblack. In addition, Begich planned a visit to the Bokan site early this month. Meanwhile, the Forest Service's Massey says the agency was quick in considering the permit requests.
It appears that if they started requesting in May and were already saying, here, go, it's pretty quick in approving these projects. And they are very important to the jobs and the economy in Southeast Alaska. Both of these projects will create mining jobs in Southeast, so that's a good thing.
The Clinton-era roadless rule, with some exceptions, prohibits new road building on nearly 60 million acres of undeveloped forest across the country, including the Tongass and Chugach. Tongass was exempted from the rule under the Bush administration until a judge's ruling in May tossed out that exemption. That ruling also listed a dozen hydropower, electrical intertie, transportation, and mining projects that can still proceed even with the rule in place, and the government has leeway to approve other development as well. The Forest Service's Massey says other permits like these mining projects can still be approved and move forward.
We had a lot of media that thought that the list that was produced, or just insinuated that the list produced, was all only projects that were going to be cleared, as well as we had some of the operators out there that were afraid that if their projects weren't on that list, they wouldn't be looked at, and the ones that were worried were the ones that include mining and hydroelectric. They said, "Oh, my name's not on the list, so my project isn't on the list, so I'm out of luck." But that's not true. That just happened to be a list that got included. It wasn't all-inclusive.
The decision does not allow new roads at the two exploration sites, and the Forest Service says reclamation work will happen after drilling is completed. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Wicknicki.